This is the Book Legion Podcast, where we review thought-provoking books to give our Legionnaires the knowledge they need to dominate the next level of their life.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining me on the Book Legion. This is your host, Tizer Evans, and this week I'm going to be reviewing the book, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. So first, let me just talk about who Darren Hardy is. He was the former editor-in-chief of Success Magazine, which is a lineage of Napoleon Hill. I believe he started the publication of the magazine back in the 30s or 40s, probably the 40s. And Darren Hardy revived the magazine. But where he got his money and his start was in real estate. He was big into real estate in the Bay Area. He was raised by a single father. His parents split when he was about 18 months old. And his dad was a football coach for college. So he had, was brought up by a football coach. I mean, I don't know what more to say about that. He was a guy that got up at six in the morning. Darren talks about there wasn't a tremendous amount of nurture, but there was a lot of wisdom and a lot of life lessons to be had. He was a good father and coached Darren to be hard on himself and to pursue excellence in everything that he did. And so that really translated well when he grew into real estate and ended up growing really a real estate empire. He resides in San Diego, and I believe he might even have a place in Florida, but he's mostly known for being big in the San Diego influencer space. Really fantastic guy. He said, I've reached out to him a few times. He's always a very nice person to talk to. So what I'm going to talk to you about, this is one of the first books that really put me on my personal development track. So I went back and reread it at the beginning of the year. It's not a very long book. It's only about 59 pages. So it's a relatively quick read, but super impactful. So let's jump into my three top takeaways. So the first takeaway is just going to be in chapter one, because it really sets the tone of what the book is all about, the compound effect. So what does that mean? The compound effect is really a series of small, smart choices plus consistency plus time is going to make a radical difference in your life. Now, there's lots of ways that Darren talks about keeping track of this, but he just wants to set the tone early on in the book that really, to do anything great in life, people think that you have to have this aha moment, or that you have to have the right type of influence, or you have to have money to make money, right? We hear all these things, but really, if you want to make radical shifts in what you do, and it's things we talked about before on this channel, it's about your daily habits. It's about how you feed your mind. So he talks about it. If you have a big overall arching goal, right, what we're going to start to do is break that down into bite-sized chunks. And it's where he talks about you make smart, small decisions every single day. It's the consistency part that is key. And over time, of you making the same habits and choices, it turns into big results. And he gives a great example in the book about three friends that are all trying to lose weights, and they're all going to do it different ways, right? But if you would, one of the guys did was break that down to, okay, I want to lose, I forget what it is in the book, but say 40 pounds in 3 months. Okay, well, how do you lose 40 pounds in 3 months? Just saying you lose 40 pounds in 3 months without an action plan can set you up for failure. So what he talks about is that if you understand that you need to lose, say, 3.5 pounds per week, then what is your calorie deficit you need to have throughout that week in order to hit between your exercise and your diet and your water intake, then you can know that every day I need to eat 2,000 calories, I need to be able to burn 2,800, I need to drink a gallon of water, and if I follow this small recipe, right, small actions over time, that week I'll lose 3.5 pounds. Now, within 2 weeks, I've lost 7 pounds, right? It starts to compound, the compound effect. And so that's what chapter one starts to break down, is that when you make these small, smart choices every single day over the duration of time, they will have huge consequences in a very positive way, way more than you ever could have imagined. So in chapter two, there's only five chapters, right? So I'm going to kind of cover just really sections of the chapters, but chapter two is about choices. And what I love that he brought up right away in this chapter is he talks about owning 100% responsibility of your choices. And Jocko talks a lot about this in his book, Extreme Ownership. You know, David Goggins talks a lot about this in his book, Can't Hurt Me. It's a reoccurring theme, between those that are elite high performers. Even Anna Frisella talks about it all the time, that there is nothing noble about victimhood other than overcoming it, right? And a lot of us, we want to project our inadequacies onto other people or circumstances or lack of resources or network, the things I just talked about. What he talks about, once you start to own 100% responsibility, that the choices you make every day are yours and yours alone, then you have the ability to do anything you want in your life as long as you lay out the game plan. So it's just this new way of looking at accountability. Too much of us want to put the accountability onto others and then go, well, my life sucks, it never changes. Instead of going, you know what? I'm where I'm at in my life because of the choices I've made thus far. If I haven't made good choices, if I make small, smart choices with consistency, over time, they'll have big results. So he really drills in on that you need to have 100% ownership of where you're at and where you want to get. Another thing that he touched on in this chapter that I've implemented in my sales team and in my life is tracking your progress every day. And so we can go back to the weight example. If you're someone, again, who's trying to lose 3.5 pounds per week, and you know that you need to eat a certain way, you need to have a certain amount of water, you need to exercise for a certain amount of minutes and days per week, then you want to track that, right? And so in this kind of, he spreads this out into different components of the book, but at the end, I think chapter 5, he gets into what they call a rhythm register. But he starts to talk about in this chapter where if you just make those smart choices and if you go, hey, I need to eat healthy 7 days a week, I need to drink a gallon of water every day for 7 days, and I need to work out 5 out of 7 days of the week, right? So those are your action plans. You know how many days, what you need to do. All you do is you simply then on a piece of paper, you jot down if you ate healthy 7 days. You jot down if you drink your water for 7 days. You jot down if you got into the gym 5 out of the 7 days, right? And if you didn't, then you're not on track to hit your goal. So I use this same approach for my sales teams where I'm like, you know, if you got to make 30 calls a day and you got to do that 5 days a week, that's 150 calls, right, for the week. So what we're going to do is, did you hit your daily goal every day? Because if you hit your daily goal every day, statistically, you can't lose. And Andy Frisella has a great saying, if you win every day, you can't lose. And that's what Darren's trying to do. Set it up so you can track your progress by looking at the small wins that you've got every single day. And so he dives into that pretty deep in the book, but it's something I wanted to cover here because once I started tracking that, like, okay, if I know if I got to do XYZ every day and that's going to move the needle for me, then I need to keep track of that every day. It's super important. It's one of what I call one of my non-negotiables. So for me, non-negotiable is prospecting, getting on the phone, talking to people, right? When I had sales teams, the same thing. Getting out, how many meetings are we setting? You know, how many opportunities do we have coming in? What's our closing ratio? Start to figure out what my daily game plan is. And then did I stick to that all week? Did I stick to that all month? And if I didn't, were there consequences? Yeah, absolutely, there's going to be consequences, right? But if I stick to it every single day, it compounds on each other, and it's very hard to not have success when you are consistent with small, smart choices every single day. And then the last chapter I want to talk to you guys about is chapter 5, which is all about your influences. And this is something I've talked about before. But one of the things that Darren talks about that not enough people do in the influencer space is really talking about having what he calls a media diet. And he was one of the first people, because I'm a political science major, one of my degrees is political science, and so I've always been fascinated by politics. But it's super toxic. You know, if you're trying to be an uplifting, positive person, you're trying to push yourself to high-end results, turn on the news and watch the news for 30 minutes or an hour every day, you're going to think the world's on fire. You're going to think the world's ending. It's a terrible way, you know, it's a terrible way to move forward and try to have high end results. And so he talks about the media diet, right? The media is there to give you bad news because bad news gets you hooked on an emotional level. And so then you start to have bad types of thoughts. You start to have thoughts of, well, the economy is really bad because the news said it, so there's no point in starting the business because the economy is just going to blow up in 6 months anyway, and then I'm going to lose all the money that I currently have by putting in my business, right? So that's a terrible way to look at things. So he talks about, you know, have a media diet. He was the first person who said that there's people in politics. I'm not in politics. My job is to sell real estate, uplift people, help people get to the next level of their life. There's people who want to do politics. I'm going to let them do them. I'm going to do me and do what I do well and my contributions to the world. And it's a great way of looking at it, and it's helped me detach a little bit. I still like to be a little plugged in for me, but not enough to where it affects my ability and what I have to do every day for myself and for my family. He also talks about in this chapter influences about who do you hang out with? And I think that every influencer And every single book that you're going to read about personal development is going to talk about, you know, the five people you surround yourself with. More than likely, you'll become the sixth, right? Whatever their attributes are. So if you're hanging out with people that are drinking and doing drugs, you'll never be the sixth. If you're hanging out with people that make $40,000 a year, inevitably you'll be the sixth, right? Conversely, if you're hanging out with people that are physically fit, they're spiritually minded, and they're crushing life, then inevitably you'll be the sixth. And so again, it's taking account of your associations. And one of the things he does great in this chapter two, as he breaks down, is that there's certain levels of association you want to have with people. And so, you know, he really talks about this type of philosophy. You have to recognize there's certain people you can be around for 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days, you know, 3 years, or 30 years, right? And so if you start to put your associations, you can start to kind of compartmentalize people going, you know what, I can be around this person for about 3 hours. That's all I can take before they really start to get underneath my skin and affect me. Then you know going into a situation, hey, maybe at hour two, hey, man, it's been great catching up on lunch. Really appreciate it. I got to get back to work, right? Or if it's that relative that you know every time they're always going to try to get your goat, could be about politics or whatever it is, you just don't enjoy talking to when they call you. Hey, Aunt Mary, really great that you gave me a call. I've only got a few minutes because I got to get on back to work, or I've got a meeting coming up, right? Get in, get out, say your pleasantries. Everything's good here. Everything's good with you. All right, see you later. And so I really like that type of perspective because there are people that, unfortunately, especially if they're in your family, that you're going to have to be associated with, but you want to put them at an arm's distance and recognize how much time you can tolerate being around them. You know, are there people that are helping you expand? Or are they people that are trying to make it contract? And I'll tell you, as you start to expand, it's going to make a lot of people in your life feel very uncomfortable, and they're going to do everything they can to have you contract, to go back to how you were, because they're worried about their own insecurities. They're worried about being exposed. They're worried about how they're going to feel when you're living your life with fulfillment, with passion, with excitement, with enthusiasm, right? They're not ready to get there yet, so they want you to stay small in their circle of negativity. And so you have to recognize your associations. And so Darren does a great job talking about this in the book. But, you know, the premise of the book here, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, is just that. It's just realizing that if you make smart choices every single day over the course of time, whether it's about your spirituality, your relationships, your health and wellness, or your job, your money, whatever it is, things will compound and get better. But again, that comes down to consistency with small, smart action plan every single day that you execute on. Over the course of a year or 2 years, it'll blow your mind how much you accomplish and how much you'll change. So the book is relatively inexpensive, like $7 or $8. You can pick it up on Amazon. I would recommend going and checking out Darren Hardy's website too. He has a video series called The Daily Darrens. I get them every day. They're things I've played for my team where Darren jumps on and he records a video that's usually like 4 to 10 minutes long about daily motivation, life hacks, or just great advice. I said he's someone that's a multi, I don't know how much he's worth, probably 40, 50, 60 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. So super successful guy, very thoughtful guy. He's just very genuine. So I've always really enjoyed interacting with his content. And one of the best books I've ever read to really help change the course and the direction of my life and looking at my small actions, my small habits every day. Are they ones that are expanding me or contracting me? And once you get that down, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't done so, please subscribe to the Book Legion. I would really appreciate it either by podcast or on the YouTube channel. Both have been growing quite a bit, especially the podcast, as the numbers have just really started to explode off the charts. So thank you so much. And if you could, share with 3 or 4 like-minded book lovers who are into personal development and want to raise the standard and quality of their life. Please share with 3 or 4 like-minded people. It means a lot to me. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks so much. Dum 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 d